Welcome to the Evil Genius Podcast. And yo, what's up? It is about, I don't know, 8:30 on Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018, and I just got my new interface. I got a Behringer UMC 404 HD, and I couldn't wait till Friday when the boys get here to test it out. So, yeah, it's like a bonus episode. And I don't know. From what I've heard, I really like it. I just got like a little bit of compressor and a little bit of a reverb running. Drink some of this delicious tea. And you know, had some thoughts, and you know, I would love some feedback. So I thought, I don't know why I didn't include it before, but I can be reached on Twitter at Undead Giraffe, spelled just like it sounds, UNDEADGIRAFFE, Undead Giraffe. So if there's anything you'd like to talk about, or things you like, things you don't like, you know, drop me a mention. But mostly I thought this channel would probably be a good place to catalog, chronicle my shenanigans. I have like a propensity for shenanigans and mischief in general. I don't know where it comes from. It's just always been there. Not so much like pranks, but just general mischief. Like, working in an office, you know, taking super glue and gluing the buttons down so when the phone rings, people answer the phone, it keeps ringing and they can't answer the phones. Forwarding all the numbers to different numbers. Just general, you know, not malicious, but I get bored easy. And things just happen. I find myself in these strange situations. We had a customer a while back who just kept emailing wanting the same information, and we would give her the information and she'd email back, you know, I need this information. And I know I sent it to her a couple times. So instead I emailed back that, you know, maybe I wasn't emailing it right, and you know, she needed capital numbers or something. So capital and lowercase numbers became a thing. I was just using the superscript and subscript. But after that whole thing died off, you know, she left me alone. And that's really what I want. I'm not much of a people person. So as long as I can do something to make people leave me alone, I'm good with that. Looking at my little view meter, and my levels are looking good. I'm hoping the sound holds up. But yeah, it's me, and then let's see, you've heard Gabe. It's my second oldest boy. He is just coming out of like an 8-year rough patch and just starting to turn around and buckle down and listen, and you know, it's warming my heart. I'm quite pleased. And then his little brother will be 8 this year, Bean. He's got a rare skin disorder. He's got the ichthyosis. There's a specific name for the form he has, which is really, really long. And I don't even remember a lot of it. It's like congenital ichthyosiform something. But basically his skin is too dry and too tight, and you know, he has trouble regulating his body temperature. He gets hot and cold easy. It sounds a whole lot worse than it really is. If you've seen him out in public, you would just think, you know, boy, that kid's got one mighty, mighty powerful sunburn. And it's made him rather shy. Because, I mean, he's totally fine around the house. He's just a little ham. But, you know, you take him out in public, and as soon as one person says, you know, oh, wow, look at that boy with his sunburn, he just wants to hide behind me. And I know he's got to be self-conscious, but, you know, trying to show him how to work through these things and just be confident and, you know, educate these people because they don't know. It's not like he's contagious or anything. He's just, you know, red and flaky. He was maybe 3 or 4, and he's really into superheroes. And I remember asking him, because he was into Iceman at the time, and he really liked, you know, ice powers. And so that's the powers he wanted, and he was going to call himself the Frosted Flake, which I thought was gold. Oh, man, did I love that. But now he's into Captain America, who's one of the more interesting superheroes, since he's just a super soldier with a vibranium shield. But he's, you know, the super soldier serum made everything more, even his heart. So, you know, it could be worse. He could be all into something questionable. But I'm glad, you know, he fills his time with superheroes and imagination and Legos. Loves Legos. The two of them do like to fight a lot. But I think they play with each other more than any of my other children. I guess it's just a brother. It's a brother. It's a sibling thing. To not get along. Sometimes when I'm bored, I like to pit them against each other. Just to see what happens. And, you know, you never can predict these things. Let's see some other shenanigans. My father was really good at shenanigans. I was a young boy, maybe 11-ish. We were decorating the house and surrounding property for Halloween, and we were tasked with the outside portion. And the plan was spider webs, where you take the cotton, you know, spider web stuff, and you stretch out, it looks like spider webs. And we had done it before on the house and whatnot, and, you know, it's not horrible, but it's, you know, bland. So my father had concocted this plan that we would take a shotgun, take the shell, cut the end of the shell off, and dump the BBs out so that it was safe. Load the shotgun, and then we'd stuff the barrel with the cotton things. So when the round went off, it would push the cobwebs out. They would spread like a fishing net amongst the trees and whatnot. And, you know, 11-year-old me thought this was a brilliant idea. My father's a genius. So, you know, he cut the shell and whatnot, and had me go get the cobweb stuff, and I took maybe 3 steps, and he shot me in my buns. Not pleasant, because there's a plastic wadding piece in there behind the shells and the part of the shell that makes it shoot, whatever that's called. And that hit me right dead center in the buns. So I had like one cheek was bruised, and I had an even darker bruise in the middle. And the school I went to, this was, you know, down south, it still had corporal punishment. So I go to school the next day, and I really didn't want to sit down because my buns hurt. And I tried to explain this to my teacher. You know, I don't really want to sit down. My father shot me over the weekend, and they just thought I was lying. So I had to go out in the hall, and, you know, I got my beatings, 3 licks. And, you know, that did not feel good on my buns. And of course, you know, I'm mad about it all day long. And I go home and I tell my dad, you know, this is what happened. You know, I got beat today by the teacher because you shot me and nobody believed me. And he just said that was even funnier. But looking back, I hope he knew that nobody would get hurt and it would be fun times. Because, you know, it's a fond memory, bonding with my father. You know, it's kind of crazy. Like, this mic picks up, like, my chair, because I'm rocking in my chair. I don't know if I appear a little bit quieter, a little louder, a little bit quieter, a little bit louder. But, yeah, I'm totally rocking as I do this podcast. Some other things my father got into. My father was really good with engines and mechanics in general. I have witnessed on numerous occasions he could identify the make and model of cars solely on the engine sound. And that shit is like black magic to me. I have never been very mechanically inclined, at least nowhere near the level he has. But like, people would bring him his car, because he was a mechanic for quite many years, and they would say, hey, you know, my car's not running right. And he'd be like, just start it up. And we would listen, you know, maybe a second or two, and it would just sound like a normal car to me, you know, vroom, 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 vroom. But, you know, he would shut off after, you know, 3 to 5 seconds. And, you know, he would just start rattling off, well, you know, this is wrong, this is wrong. And just by listening. And, you know, I witnessed it firsthand. And, you know, maybe it was, you know, things I still, even to this day, don't understand, like the ignition timing this and, you know, cylinder fours, you know, misfiring and blah, 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 blah. Sounds the same to me. Good engine, bad engine. All I know is change my oil, you know, check my air, check my rear fluid. That's all I know about. But that man was a genius. He went to an auction once, like an estate sale, I think it was, and bid on a what would have been a bulldozer, but it was in pieces, and got it for really cheap. And we spent a whole summer just assembling this bulldozer. I think it was everything but the treads. We had to go get treads from somewhere else. Finished putting it together. Painted as we went. So the thing looked like brand new. And then we bulldozed a bunch of stuff. And they sold a bulldozer. It's just like it was a fun project for him. Alternatively, he was at another auction and was just joking around and bid on a camper, like a Winnebago, like a smaller Winnebago, and won it. And he really didn't want it, but he won. So we had to take it, you know, brought it home, and then tried to sell it on our own. So sometimes when you're messing about, you know, there's a tendency to bite you. Karma will get you. Every time. But other times you mean well, and things just don't work out. I had a little, I guess it's essentially what a Power Wheels would have been back then. I wasn't in school yet, so maybe 4 years old. Little battery powered thing. It didn't even look like a vehicle. It was like the wheels and then like a plastic body that I sat on top, with a steering wheel that was just vertical on top of it, and then it had a big gas pedal in the shape of a foot. And that's all I really liked about this thing. It had a big green plastic foot that I would step on to make it go. And this was fine for me. I was happy. Happy kid. Unfortunately, it didn't do too well in the dirt. And that's mainly all we had. We had dirt driveway, you know, grass. So my father was, determined to improve this thing so I could drive my beloved little car. And he welded together a frame. And there was low mirror wheels on the front. And like push mower wheels. And on the back, just regular riding lawnmower wheels. But same electric engine and battery. And painted bright gold. Oh, God, I didn't. I've never been a fan of gold, but I was even more tickled because now it would go in the dirt, and I was unstoppable. But for some reason, my father wasn't done yet, So he ended up, while I was riding that around, improving on his design. At this point, the go-kart, which is essentially what he had become, was perfectly sized for my four-year-old body. He then took tractor tires, the small front ones on the front, large ones on the back. If memory serves, it's two Suzuki motorcycle engines with a 15-speed transmission, and somehow he cobbled it all together in this, like, 8-foot monstrosity, but moved all the pedals and, you know, dropped the steering wheel down so that I could drive it because it was my go-kart. And he should have known it was a bad idea, but he was determined that I was going to drive it. And I remember getting in it, and he told me, you know, hit the pedal on the right to go. And I think he was about to tell me that the pedal on the left was stop when I went ahead and floored it and drove over him. I didn't get in any trouble that I remember, but that was the last time I ever had that go-kart. Good times. Halloween was always a good source of fun and mischief. He liked doing the good pranks, like dressing up in the jumpsuit with the smaller gas-powered chainsaw with the chain off for safety, and coming running around the side of the house when the kids were getting candy to scare them. He was a good man. I miss him. But, I mean, I've never done anything to my children that would endanger their safety. Much unlike the way my father endangered my safety and his own safety. So I feel like I've learned. Maybe that's what it was all about. It was a learning experience. Then my youngest son, Glubs. Man, that's a weird nickname for your son, Glubs. I remember getting the call. Spanky had said she had indigestion really, really bad. And it was so bad that she ended up going to the hospital. And I was at work. And my plan was, you know, I'd come see her after work. So I get off work, and she's like, yeah, I come to the hospital, I'm still here. And I'm like, man, it must be some really severe indigestion. Maybe it's bad. So I'm a little worried. But I get there, and by the time I get up to the room, they're telling me she's pregnant. And I'm like, what? And believe it, I was telling the nurse, like, you better wheel that sonogram machine in here, because I think y'all are lying to me. But she was. And see, this is my fifth child, so it's all old hat to me. But a lot of people start with the baby names before the baby comes, and especially if you know the sex early. Or maybe it's just a me thing. I don't know. I've never dealt with kids other than mine, but you know, you go through some baby names. But for some reason, all I could think about was, you know, him being just a little baby in there swimming like a ninja, because nobody knew he was there. And, you know, ninja fish would only make one sound, just a glub glub. And to this day, I think I've only used his real name like once or twice. Out of all of them, I think Gabe is the only one to actually use his real name, Gabe. Yeah, Gabe and Bean and Glubs and Ping and Mudblood. Well, five children. But he's a good boy. See, he'll be five this year. They grow up fast. But I have to say, between three and seven, it's by far my favorite age range, because they're old enough to, you know, they're walking, they're talking, They're learning what to do and what not to do. And so you could talk them into doing all kinds of things. Like, wow, you sure are good on that tricycle. Why don't you ride it down the steps? Or take this ice cube and drop it down your mom's pants. And then they do it, and then laughs are had. And then, you know, I get the old wag of the finger, don't do that again. But it's fun, it's good. It's my favorite age range. 7 to 14 isn't bad, but somewhere when they become teenagers, they're just bad. And then you just gotta wait for them to snap out of it. They're not even any fun. They're just little balls of emotions and hormones and stupidity. And emotions have never really been my forte. Give me a nice digital machine and let me go to work. It's always been my propensity. I guess propensity. I'm not even sure that's a word. I feel like it is a word, but maybe it's not meaning what I mean. Some other fun things I've done. I rigged up a network of cameras on all the devices throughout the house just so I could spy on the kids and mess with them. We had talked about buying this. There's a large, oh, like a super big house down the road, making a bed and breakfast, which is ironic because I'm not a people person, and to have all these people in having, you know, sleeping in the beds and eating breakfast seems like something I wouldn't want to do. But I thought maybe, you know, I don't want to say booby trap the rooms, but rig the rooms like a flat screen monitor behind like the 2E mirror stuff, so that, you know, 1 minute they're brushing their teeth, and then, you know, timer goes off, and then it starts playing a video of something spooky. So you would be able to see it through the mirror, but it would look like it's in the mirror. Because that'd be pretty scary and unsettling. And then just, you know, wires and servos here and there, making rocking chairs rock when no one's on them, spooky noises. And it would all be automated, so it's not like we would have to have someone monitoring and, you know. But I thought that would be, like, a really cool idea. And it would be almost worth dealing with all these people. Plus, I mean, it could run all year round. Like, I feel like it'd probably be really busy around, like, Halloween. But, I mean, for some people, Halloween is all year round. Like if I had a pirate ship and, you know, we lived near the river, I would be taking people up and down the river on the pirate ship. Because Pirate Day would be every day. I'd be, you know, Captain Genius. Well, I think I'm going to cut this episode short since you're getting another one in a couple days. So, yeah, if you got any feedback, you just want to say, hey, Undead Giraffe at Twitter, at me, bro. See you later.